boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So normally I watch the Super Bowl with my family every single year, but I think this might be the first year that we're just not going to end up getting together. At least I don't think we are, because like nobody has made the plans and it's Friday.
Which means like...
that's probably not going to happen.
Right. By the time they would ask, you'd be like, I actually don't want to anyways.
Right. It's too late now. So I've already made plans with Neighbor Man, and I had to lay down some rules because I take Super Bowl very seriously.
Do you? that's kind of shocking to hear.
Not the game, Taylor.
Okay.
I don't take the game seriously.
Lead with that. Lead with that.
I take the commercials very seriously.
Okay, I'm with you because I don't care so much about the game, but like I want to understand the commercials so that Monday when everybody's like chit-chatting about it,
exactly.
I'm in on the tea.
Yeah, and as much as I love my family, I am kind of glad I'm not going to be with them this Super Bowl season because last year they kind of made me mad. Everybody was talking during the commercials and I was like, could you shut up, please?
That's how I was. I think last year I had a Super Bowl party with like just some friends. Nothing crazy, but enough that like if somebody's talking, mm-hmm. if there's a group conversation going on, I couldn't hear the commercials. And I didn't want to be that person that was like reaching over to the remote, like slyly turning it up. But I'm like, can you guys just shut up? Talk during the game.
Dude, I get kind of sassy. I'm like, can you shut up?
Oh, that is sassy.
And I'm like, I am trying to talk during the game, not the commercials.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you have to, if you're going to watch it with somebody, you have to be on the same page of like, okay, don't be playing stuff on your phone during the commercials.
Thank you.
Please don't talk to me. But I'm all ears during the game.
As soon as they say hut hut, you can talk to me all you want.
Exactly.
But when the commercials are on, please be quiet. Eyes and ears on the TV.
I'm thinking like I almost want to have a set a volume level for
thank
commercials.
You, thank you.
And then once the game starts, I might just mute the TV.
I am so glad you say that because I also think some people don't have the appropriate level for the commercials because I need it to be all around me. Mm-hmm. I need to hear it at full volume and the game can be a little bit quieter because I don't care. I need the commercials loud and proud. I don't want to miss a single thing.
That's the only reason why I'm like parked on my couch. Not because I don't want to miss a play. I want to be close enough that I can hear
mm-hmm.
the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in the living room and the kitchen's in the TV, the TV's in the kitchen, I feel like I'm not going to fully enjoy it. So
no, 100%.
That's why I would like to spend it at home with just me and my boyfriend because I have no problem telling him to can it so
yes.
I can enjoy the commercials in peace.
Okay, so Taylor and I are laying down some rules if you are hanging out with us for the Super Bowl. Shut up during commercials and the volume needs to be over 20.
100%. Yeah. I normally, it would be opposite, but on Sunday.
Like on a normal day, it's the complete opposite.
Right. But Sunday, I'm turning them up. I need to hear it. I want to know what's going on.
Exactly.
I feel like I need to write a letter to Mr. Super Bowl because there is one thing in the last couple of years that has really upset me. About the commercials, which I know we just talked about how important they are to us.
Yes, that we said if you are coming to either Taylor or Mai's party, shut up.
Respectfully.
Yes.
The volume needs to be at like minimum 20. Mm-hmm. I want to pay attention. I want to understand because I feel like that's what everybody talks about for the days following the Super Bowl.
I feel like those are the best commercials we'll see all year round. And
I
look forward to them.
I want to hear and enjoy them. But what has become a trend in the last couple of years, I feel like, is these like early releases of the Super Bowl commercials. Either they start putting them on TV, like as I've been streaming on Hulu, I've had very
Seriously?
Clear Super Bowl commercials come up. And I'm like, what? This ruins the magic on Sunday.
You're getting them on Hulu?
Yes. And I had some on Peacock last night, too.
I knew that they released them early on, like, YouTube, so you could go ahead and start Google searching them on, like, YouTube and stuff.
Right.
But I didn't know that they were already putting them on Hulu and Peacock. That annoys me.
That was silly. And I don't even like seeing, like, articles or headlines of, oh my gosh, you'll never guess who's starring in this insurance and commercial. I don't want to know. I want to be surprised.
Thank you. Thank you. Stop with the articles. Guess what celebrity is going to be in a Mayo commercial? Don't tell me.
It's Pete Davidson, because I already saw.
Same.
You know what I know? Like, I feel like that was what was so magical about Super Bowl commercials when we were growing up. It was, you sat in front of the TV.
Yep.
You had no idea what to expect, what celebrities were going to be endorsing what products. And now, the 2 weeks leading up, it's every day. It's like, oh, we know who's going to be in this commercial. Oh, guess who's going to be in this one?
I get notifications that anytime Post Malone posts to his Instagram story or Instagram at all, I get notifications for it. I always go and check on it. And I already know he's in a Bud Light commercial.
See?
So now that's ruined for me. And I'm like, gosh, dang it.
You probably would have cried.
I would have.
If you didn't ruin the surprise for yourself, but also Post Malone ruined it for you. See, it's just like, this is terrible.
I'm getting tired of it.
I need to log off the internet for the next couple of days so that Sunday I can enjoy it to my fullest.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I really want to talk about the big game happening this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the 49ers and the Chiefs.
What other big game is happening then?
Team Ruff versus Team Fluff at the Poppy Bowl.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I look forward to this every year. It happens before the big Super Bowl game.
Don't hate me.
You've never watched it.
I've never watched it. I've always wanted to, and then either I've fallen asleep before it or I've missed it because I'm munching in the kitchen or whatever.
It's great to have on it for background noise because it's a couple hour broadcast, and you can kind of like pick and choose when you watch, but it's adorable. It's my favorite thing. It's a bunch of adoptable dogs that are, you know, quote unquote, playing football. And that is this Sunday, 1:00. And it's on a bunch of different channels, Animal Planet, Discovery, TBS, True TV, Max, and Discovery Plus. So you do not have an excuse not to watch this.
Okay.
Especially because we have some local ties.
We do.
5 dogs from an Iowa rescue are going to be in the Poppy Bowl this year.
Wow.
5 out of 131 total, which is kind of crazy. So they're from A. Hines 57 Pet Rescue in DeSoto, Iowa. I have their names, so you can keep your eye out for
them. Okay, okay. Tell me.
So be watching for Angus.
Ooh, I like that.
Jambu.
Aw.
June.
Aw.
Vega.
Ooh.
And Patrick Mabone.
No!
I know.
Can you say that again?
Patrick Mabone is going to be in the Puppy Bowl.
I hope a Chiefs fan adopts that puppy.
Well, normally it's like 100% adoption rate because people are watching this and they are just so stinking cute. But really cool that we have 5 dogs from Iowa this year. But some other things to know. I found that it's been the same referee for the last 13 years.
Wow.
Of the Puppy Bowl. I had no idea this guy was such like an established celebrity at the Puppy Bowl.
Wow.
His name is Dan. And this year, for the first time, he has adopted one of the pets himself.
Aww.
He adopted a puppy named Whistle. And he's going to be his assistant referee during the game, which he's never had before. And then his name's Dan. He gave us a little insight as to what the filming process is like, because unfortunately it's not live or it would be probably 10 hours long.
A hot mess express.
Yeah. So he said that the field that you see on TV is really only about the size of a large living room.
Oh.
And that it is 100-person crew for the Puppy Bowl. They have to have 100 people on set for cameras and lighting, and then a team of animal wranglers and vets just in case anything goes wrong or anybody's starting to feel sick. So when you're watching that, remember there's 100 people behind the scenes. They never have more than eight to 10 doggos on the field. And there's only 2 penalties during the Puppy Bowl. So you've got 1 for excessive cuteness. They will throw a flag for that.
No.
It's called all the time. Dan said he has lost count how many flags he's thrown for that. The other penalty is for hydration of the field is what I'll call it.
Is that tinkling?
Yes, that is a penalty, and he will throw a flag for that.
But they didn't know.
Well, yeah. it's not a bad thing.
Oh, okay.
But he said it happens more times than you know. And that's why it's not filmed live, because there's so many penalties that we'd be there forever. But I'm so excited about this.
Okay, you made me really excited. I feel like I cannot miss it this time.
So watch the Puppy Bowl, and then you can just...
Is the Puppy Bowl before the Super Bowl, or is it after? I can never remember.
Before. It starts at 1. The Super Bowl is not until 5:30. So...
Okay.
Stay awake, and then you can nap
during the Super Bowl.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I am showing up to the Super Bowl festivities on Sunday, honestly, for the snacks. I am there to be eaten good. I don't care who wins or lose the game. Mm-mm. The snacks always win. And we want to know from you, what are those must-have snacks at your Super Bowl party? I feel that everybody can agree that a chicken wing is pretty up there.
It's up there, yeah. No, 100%.
However, I don't think it's not the end of the world if you don't have the chicken wing. But if you don't, I feel like you have to have some sort of slider sandwiches. I've been to Super Bowl parties that don't have wings, and at first you're like, oh man, like it doesn't feel like Super Bowl without it. But I've been places where they have like buffalo chicken slider sandwiches or little hamburger sliders. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have to have something to soak up maybe some of the cocktails that you're ingesting or the beers. So I would say sliders or chicken wings are my number one. Number two is chips and guac or chips and salsa. Are a must for me. I feel like dips are pretty important in general, but I would choose chips and guac or chips and salsa, specifically if they're homemade.
Okay.
I feel like that's make or break for me. And then the last one I think you are going to think is crazy, but it's what we in my family bring, and that's wontons.
No, that's unique. I mean, it's good. I would eat it, but it's unique.
Oh, it just, I feel like it's because it's our snack that we all make for each other's like gatherings, mm-hmm. whether it be like Christmas Eve or whatever, that I, in my brain, if I walk into a party and you don't have wontons.
You're walking out?
And I didn't bring them. I'm walking out. I'm not
Seriously?
Gonna... Yeah. I feel like that is such a bummer to me because it's just like my favorite, I don't know, party snack.
Huh. Okay.
So that's what I would want at my Super Bowl party.
Shocking. I will probably not have wontons at mine.
And that's not why I'm coming to your house.
Dude, I already found my favorite stretchy pants for this weekend.
Okay, the choice of sweatpant or legging on Sunday is very important because mm-hmm. you need a lot of room for growth.
Exactly. Because you are going to be hitting that table of snacks multiple times when you're watching the Super Bowl. It's a 4-hour plus game?
Oh, yeah. It's a multiple plate experience. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no shame. And honestly, it's what I look forward to the most.
Exactly. So I got my stretchy pants ready and I'm really looking forward to the snacks. And I think there are certain snacks you have to have at your party. And if you don't, there's a big chance I may walk out.
It sounds dramatic, but it is that serious. It's like a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I want to enjoy it because of the food.
They're non-negotiables. Number one, buffalo chicken dip.
Yes.
Has to happen.
It has to.
It just does. I'm cool with other dips. Like spinach artichoke dip is great, but those come second.
Right. Like, I feel like the more dips, the merrier. But if mm-hmm. you're only going to pick one, it probably should be buffalo chicken
exactly.
dip.
Exactly. Little weenies. We have to. Why wouldn't you have those?
You gotta have the weenies. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Now mm-hmm. do you care if they're like barbecue or like bacon wrapped? Are you gonna be that specific, or you just are?
They should be in
weenies?
A crock pot. Oh yes, they should.
I like a bacon wrapped weenie too.
No, barbecue. Those are a second. That's like the spinach artichoke. Second one. No.
I'm not making two batches of weenies, so I'll just do the
barbecue
crock pot.
Thank you. This is also, I feel like, a non-negotiable. I think everybody has this at your party, and it's just nice because if nothing else is ready to go, this is always ready. That is cheese and salami with some crackers.
Are we talking like charcuterie situation?
Yeah.
You are 100% correct with that.
Because if the little weenies aren't ready or the buffalo chicken dip isn't hot enough yet, I can at least start know, munching down on the cheese and salami because that doesn't take too long to work with.
That's where my tummy ache starts every time. I'm like, oh, I'll just wait until like everything's out of the oven. And then suddenly I'm like 16 slices of cheese down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't mm-hmm. know if I can move after this.
Mm-hmm. And then this has always been a tradition. And just honestly, over the last, I'd say 5, 7, maybe 8, maybe almost 10 years now. It's probably been over 10 years. We've stopped the tradition, but this was a tradition all the years of my childhood. For the Super Bowl, we had one food that we always had no matter what. And I'd like to bring it back. And if it's not there, I'm going to walk out. And that is homemade pizza. And it was really cool because my dad let everybody got like a little circle of dough or whatever. And mm-hmm. you got to make your own pizza that day.
Oh, like a personal pan.
It was a personal pan. So like I didn't have to eat what everybody else wanted. It was you made your own thing. So he always made some ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a little bit of that. I usually just did ground beef, some cheese, and some pepperoni. That was it.
I like that because you can control when you eat it. Whereas if you're ordering pizza, which I think a lot of people do,
mm-hmm.
so is everybody else. So you're probably going to be
waiting. A long wait.
Mm-hmm. You got some busy delivery drivers. So mm-hmm. you're in control there.
Yeah. And I can like add extra ground beef without getting extra charged for it.
That's what we like to hear. I was all prepared with a musical number and a musical dance.
What? For what?
Well, today is Destiny's birthday.
Thank you.
Everybody say happy birthday, Destiny.
Happy birthday, Destiny.
Thank you.
And I was like, okay, I am ready to sing the song and dance monkey dance when I get into work at 11, which is normally when you get into work.
Yep.
But today, you came waltzing in like
2 p.m.
way later than normal. So what have you been doing?
Well, I decided to do kind of like a half day. I you know, did extra hours all the other days of the week so that I could treat myself today to a half day.
Mm-hmm.
And I only allowed myself to do things that make me happy today.
Okay.
So that's hitting up all my favorite stores. Even if I knew that I was going to walk in those stores and not buy anything, I still wanted to go to those stores.
Well, yeah, because you want the experience. I get it.
100%.
I'm speaking your language.
Got my favorite, like, energizing drink. Got my favorite, like, fast food for lunch, and like I just treated myself. And I went to the store today, and my big birthday like purchase, because like, I feel like you always want to treat yourself to a birthday present, whether it's like a new purse or Apple AirPods or something,
those
right?
shoes you've been eyeing or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, my big purchase today was a set of pink pots and pans.
Ooh.
That I have been eyeing since the day that I lived on my own. I have been eyeing this set of pink pots and pans. Now, there's at the store that I went to, they had two sets. So I could go a cheaper route mm-hmm. or I could go the expensive route. And I treated myself to the bougie expensive route.
As you
Thank
should.
You. Thank you. So I got myself pots and pans and I'm really excited to bust open into that box tonight. I'm not going to cook anything because I'm sure I'm going to hit up another fast food restaurant.
You just want to get them out.
I just want to get them out and play with them. Mama wants to play. About her pots and pans.
Okay. So this is what 29 is like.
No, I'm really excited about my pots. I've been telling everybody about it around the office. I'm like, guess what I bought today? Pots and pans.
I get it. I feel like this is adult birthdaying.
Mm-hmm.
You're excited about buying something like pots and pans.
Isn't it funny, though, how like times have changed? Because I remember one birthday. Oh, my gosh. I forget how old I was. I went to the local, like, it would have been like a Walmart Target, but it was my hometown version, very small Vinton, Iowa version of that. And my one birthday, I was so excited. I had all my money. And then, of course, your parents will pitch in a couple, too.
Uh-huh.
And I got this like baby set.
Baby set?
It was like it came with a baby and it came with a stroller and it came with a bed for her and it came with a carrier for her and outfits and everything. It was a whole set. And that was one of my favorite gifts I ever got myself for my birthday.
Wow.
And now, probably 20 years later, pots and pans.
I don't know if I should be happy or sad for you.
And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
Enzo caught, touchdown!
On Z102.9.
On Sunday, I am there for, what award did we say I'm there for? I am there for Post Malone, because he's doing, what is he doing?
America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful. I am there for commercials. I'm there for Usher, Reba McEntire. I'm there for Taylor Swift.
And then the game.
Yeah.
Is it the bottom at the list of importance? Sorry, Spencer.
I see where the priorities are in this studio here in the International Broadcast Center. But we got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, the Chiefs and the 49ers, as you are well aware and the listeners are too. Did you know these two teams actually played each other in the Super Bowl?
In 2020, and this is
Super Bowl 54. Yeah, who won that game? Do you know who won that game?
Was it the Chiefs?
I thought it was the 49ers.
It was the Chiefs.
Ooh,
the Chiefs won Super Bowl 54, so they're looking to beat the 49ers a second time.
Did y'all know that that was the same year that we had like the same people going up for president against each other? Like, people are like, this is all happening.
It was a leap year.
Let's just not repeat anything else that happened.
Yeah, the rest is
like
fine.
The whole, you know, global health crisis. Forget about all that. You can forget that. But yes, the Chiefs did it, so that was unofficially question one. So Taylor got the
is that a point?
Yeah!
Tricking you in here.
That was a sneak. Sneak attack.
You stood me up right there. I feel...
I'm going to take it.
Played. Go on.
Question two. Between the two teams, which team has won more Super Bowls overall, the Chiefs or the 49ers?
49ers.
The 49ers.
49ers is correct.
That's right.
They've had 5 wins in 7 appearances of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
The Chiefs have won 3 in 5 appearances.
Okay. So interesting.
They're looking for their 4th if they win on Sunday over the 49ers. For the second year in a row, this one's a little tougher. For the second year in a row, the starting quarterbacks in the Super Bowl both played college football in what conference? The Big Ten, the ACC, the Big 12, or the Pac-12?
I don't know where Patrick Mahomes went to college.
I said it's harder.
And I also don't know who the quarterback is for the 49ers. Couldn't
be
tell you.
Brock Purdy.
Oh, the beautiful, beautiful man. Isn't he from Iowa?
Just answer the question.
The top 10, Big 10, whatever it's called.
Big 12.
The Big 12. Did you have an answer?
I said Big 10, but now it's switched to Big 12.
No, she said Big 10.
She said,
She said Big 10.
She said the top 10.
I forgot.
She said Big 10, and I said Big 12, which means I'm right.
You are, but I forgot that they switched.
The Big 12 is correct.
I only knew because Brock Purdy went to Iowa State.
Brock Purdy went to, yes.
Oh,
Brock
Purdy. I thought he went to the University of Iowa.
No.
Nope. He's a Cyclone. Brock Purdy went to Iowa State. Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech.
Ooh.
Both Big 12 schools. Last year, it was Mahomes and Jalen Hurts who went to Oklahoma. So you had Big 12 quarterbacks in the Super Bowl in back-to-back years. So kind of a cool stat for the Big 12 backers out there. I have no idea what the score is. I think Taylor's leading, going into the final question.
She is.
The Chiefs are looking to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Which NFL team was the last team to do that?
Oh, man.
Was it Green Bay, Dallas, Cleveland, or New England?
Oh, I was going to say the Steelers, but that wasn't even an option. Crap, so I didn't hear half of what you just said. I'm not going to say Green Bay. I have never heard of Cleveland ever being in the Super Bowl. What?
I don't know.
I'm going to say, I've also never heard of Green Bay in my lifetime being in the Super Bowl. So I'm going to say,
that's offensive.
That's offensive
to me as the Packer fan in the room right here.
I'm only there for the food and the commercials. New England.
New England.
New England's right.
The Patriots.
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was his last team. Tom Brady and the Patriots won Super Bowls 38 and 39 back-to-back.
Was that the ball deflating situation?
No, that was later on. That was later on in his career.
I thought it was the
right. It was all the way back in 2004 and 2005 that it happened. So it's been a while. Teams don't usually repeat as champions.
Oh.
Unless you're Tom Brady, which then it all makes sense. Mm. So. There you go. I think Taylor wins. Do we need a tiebreaker?
She does. Are
you
kidding
me? No, I got
them
all right. Okay. I think I got every single one right.
No, she totally wins.
Okay. Taylor is the trivia queen again.
I said top 10 for Big 10. I think she wins.
I am so excited just at the thought of the party planning that goes with the Super Bowl parties. Because, you know, do we care about the game? It'll be fine, but I feel like the fun part is the food and the drinks and being on theme. So I have another edition of Holiday Spirits, and I wanted to make sure I was fair to everybody involved fan-wise, and luckily both teams are red this year.
Hey, that works out perfectly.
So that'll give you a little sneak peek into what today's drink is. It's red so that everybody can be a fan. So I'm just going to tell you what it is because I know you like to be surprised. You already saw me squeezing limes over here, which is very hard work because we are making a cherry lime Moscow Mule.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I love Moscow Mules. I feel like they're easy, especially if you have a bunch of people over, but why not, like, I don't know, spice it up for special game day. So, like I said, I already juiced 3 limes because that was a lot of manual labor, and nobody wants to listen to me squeeze 3 limes for 10 minutes. So I already did that, and I put it in a shaker full of ice. And then I have 1/4 cup of maraschino cherry juice. So I literally bought a jar of maraschino cherries and strained out the juice. And I'm also putting that in my shaker full of ice. Then just plain vodka. I'm a Tito's girl, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
What? If you like something more expensive, go for that. If you like something.
I was a hot guy girl.
And see, I'm not going to do that.
That was in college. Don't judge, Lady J.
We have self-respect around here today. Yes. So I'm doing 3/4 a cup because I'm making like a little bit of a batch here since there's 3 of us. And then we put the lid on. This is Destiny's favorite part, to make fun of me.
I do like to make fun of you.
And then we shake.
You know what? You're doing good today. That actually sounds pretty loud.
She got me this shaker for Christmas, and it's much larger, so I feel much more confident.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay. I feel like it's nice and shook.
Nice and shooketh.
I do have the copper cups, but you could totally make this and just put it in regular glass. It's not that deep. So then I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to fill the cup all the way because we are going to top this off with some ginger beer, which makes it the Moscow Mule. So I'm filling each cup.
But just a little bit.
About, I don't know, halfway, if that. And it is a beautiful red color. So go Chiefs.
Smells good.
Or Niners. And then I've got my little cans of ginger beer. Ooh.
I thought you made that sound.
No, I sprayed myself in the eye, though. Jeez. Okay, so I'm going to top each of these off with
next
some
time wear goggles.
Ginger beer, I should have. And then I'll probably give each of you like your own can in case you want to dilute yours a little bit more. Because I'm not going to lie, I don't know how strong these are. This is going to be a fun adventure.
Note to self, don't open can near eye.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that
I think
again.
They should put that on the can.
Okay, and then to top it off, because you know I'm extra and I wanted to make this a little bit more football themed. You know, normally on a Moscow Mule, they garnish with a lime wedge. I did that, but I carved, because you can, like, peel the skin. I made it into a little football.
You are so extra.
Wow. It's adorable. And I will have photos and the recipe up on Facebook here shortly. So if you want to make this for yourself and be extra like me. So I'm going to finish up, and I will be handing these off to Lady J and Destiny.
Every bartender in town is going to be like, No basketball lemons and limes. We don't have time
for
that.
We don't have time for that. Only Taylor had time for that. That's hilarious. Those are cute. That's awesome.
That is the biggest straw I have ever seen.
Ooh, sorry, it smells you got the extra large. Amazing.
Did I get that?
Oh, you got the large one.
Oh, okay. What does that say about me? Don't answer that.
Easier to drink. I don't know. Okay, cheers to Taylor Swift and all of the others.
Ooh. You know, I love a drink that doesn't taste, well, that tastes healthy.
It does. It's
it
light.
It tastes healthy. It's light.
It is light.
It's
also,
I like that.
I love a mule because it's a little customizable. You can choose how much ginger beer you want it. You can really choose how much lime. Like, if you wanted more lime, you could squeeze your garnish in there if you wanted to. I like this. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to do. You can make them for multiple people. And they represent both teams.
Exactly.
The Chiefs,
which
or the
works
Niners.
Out perfectly, especially if you got people who are coming for both teams, you know?
Or if you're like us and you don't know who you're cheering for.
I'm cheering for the commercials.
I don't know who I'm cheering for.
I thought you were picking Usher.
I honestly, I really wanted to see the Lions get into the Super Bowl just because they'd never been to a Super Bowl before.
Ever?
No, never.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was my fun fact today. There's 4 teams that have never been to the Super Bowl.
The Lions are one of them?
The Lions, the Cleveland Browns, the Houston Texans, I think, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, if I remember correctly. I don't have a photographic memory, but that's what I remember.
Well, if you're a Lions fan, just sub out the cherries and put in blueberries, and then you can cry
you
through the Super Bowl.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The biggest thing that I've seen people talking about with the Super Bowl coming up this weekend is how expensive it is to actually go to the game in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw rumblings that Travis Kelce's mother, Miss Donna, the queen herself, was not willing to buy like a private box because it's that expensive.
And so what is she going to do? Sit with the normies?
She may be with the people.
Cool.
Which I feel like she can handle because she is like the coolest. However, I think if Taylor Swift really does make the trek from Tokyo, there's no way that she can't not sit in a box.
She has to.
So we're talking about $2.5 million boxes.
To sit in a box? Like one personal person or just to rent the box?
I think that's the total for the box. I can't tell you how many people that's for, but, you know, probably between 10 and 20 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas, obviously. I want to tell you about what comes with the box when it comes to food, because
should also be a Lamborghini inside there.
It should.
That cost.
It should, but they're going to feed you well if you're willing to pay that much.
Better be a steak.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get there. But the theme for the boxes are the ultimate surf and turf, because I guess Vegas is known for their steakhouses and really fancy wedge salads. So I'm going to rattle off an entire list of things that you get for $2.5 million. Classic souvenir popcorn in a Super Bowl like tub.
Cool.
Bacon wrapped hot dogs. Barbecue burnt end burritos.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Glazed donut sundaes.
Oh, yum.
Loaded carne asada fries.
Yum.
Seafood stuffed baked potatoes.
Yum.
Surf and turf nachos. Wagyu beef hot dogs.
Oh my God.
Frozen cheesecake. And then obviously they're gonna have a full service bar and have signature cocktails with like football shaped ice cubes and things. So
do you have $2.5 million I could borrow?
No, but I could buy us some store-bought buffalo chicken dip if you want.
It's not the same, Taylor. I wanted all the yummiesness that you mentioned.
I have $5 to my name to offer.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Well, the national holiday is, no, it's not coming to an end. We have till 11:59 p.m.
What national holiday?
To celebrate Destiny's birthday.
Hey, it is a national holiday.
If you didn't know, Destiny is 29.
Oh, God, don't remind me.
That's 1 year from 30.
No, don't say anything.
But I feel like birthdays get so much different when you are,
mm-hmm.
I feel like 21 on, it's just different.
No, 100%.
I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and assume that you're not doing anything crazy tonight.
Like going to the bars?
Yeah, or like having any sort of big party celebration.
No, I'm really looking forward to getting out of here, taking a hot shower and being in my pajamas, my biggest, bulkiest pajamas.
See, and I don't see anything sad or wrong with that.
No, that actually sounds very pleasant to me.
That is the dream birthday. And I don't know, is that what getting old is all about? Is just like having a relaxing night on your birthday?
A nightmare to me sounds like going out tonight.
Oh, I agree.
That sounds like a nightmare. If somebody was like, hey, how are the bars? I'd be like,
it's actually a punishment for turning 29.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.